It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, graduation season is underway. There's
yes.
a whole bunch of college graduations happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, next month will be all the high school graduations. And if you go to any of those graduation ceremonies, you will most certainly hear pomp and circumstance.
Oh, yes.
Every single graduation ceremony always
it's gotta be there.
Plays that. You ever wondered
there.
Why?
Always. Every time I hear it, why am I listening to
I'm
this?
I'm about to tell you.
Please.
Yeah.
Be good.
So the Pomp and Circumstance Marches, it's actually a series of five marches for orchestra composed by Sir Edward Elgar. The first four were published between 1901 and 1907 when Elgar was in his 40s.
Mm.
And then the fifth was published in 1930, a few years before his death.
Mm.
There was a sixth one that was compiled posthumously from sketches and published in 1956 and in 2005. Also.
Okay.
So there's actually five. And
five.
Five total.
Okay.
The song's title, Pomp and Circumstance, draws from a memorable line in Act Three of Shakespeare's Othello.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you remember it.
So memorable. It's something about pomp and then something about
circumstance.
Yes.
Right. So the line is
you remember it too then.
The line is pride, pomp, and circumstance of glorious war. That's
perfect.
That's the line.
I understand why they took that and used it for the music.
Right. Yes.
I don't really.
I don't either. But the best known of the six marches is Pomp and Circumstance, March number 1 in D.
Damn.
It caught the attention of King Edward VII when it received a double encore in concert in 1901.
Mm.
Huge hit
yes.
in 1901.
Play it again.
Loved it
yes.
in 1901. Prince Edward requested that the middle section be made into a song for his upcoming coronation that year. And so Elgar engaged a poet named A.C. Benson to set words to the famous tune, which then became a song called Land of Hope and Glory. So there's actually a version of that song that has words
has
to
words?
It. Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
No.
Is it out? It must be out there somewhere.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Here in the States, of course, we never use the lyrics in the song.
Yeah.
In Canada, the Philippines, and in the United States, March number 1 is often known simply as Pomp and Circumstance or the Graduation March. And it's played as the processional tune at virtually all high school and most college graduation ceremonies.
So wait, so you said in the Philippines as well.
Apparently.
So in the Philippines,
here,
they use Pomp and Circumstance?
They do. And Canada. Canada, the Philippines, and the U.S.
I mean, Canada's,
they might, right.
of course,
same
they
thing.
Steal
right.
everything we do. But, right. but the Philippines, that's
yeah, wild card,
that's
right?
way over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But they do,
okay.
apparently.
Cool.
So it was first played at a graduation ceremony on January 28th, 1905 at Yale University, where a professor of music there had invited his friend, Elgar, to attend commencement and receive an honorary doctorate of music. Only the orchestral version of that song was played, and it was played as Elgar walked off stage, actually, not as he walked up to receive his diploma.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yale ceremony featured an array of instrumental masterpieces from a variety of classical artists, but Pomp and Circumstance was the only one that caught on in such a substantial way.
Hmm.
Princeton University then used it in 1907, the University of Chicago followed in 1908, and Columbia University added it in 1913.
It kind of went viral, is what you're saying, the graduation circuit.
Right, right. Other schools noticed that the Ivies were incorporating the song into their commencement ceremonies, and it just continued to spread from there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, back in England, the patriotism of the lyrics to the song gave the status of a second national anthem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some sports teams still play it at events, while some citizens have lobbied to have it replace God Save the Queen as the national anthem of England. But its use at graduations is an all-American tradition.
Right, okay.
And Canada and the Philippines.
Asterisk. And the Philippines.
And right. Now, a few other notes on some graduation traditions.
Oh, yeah.
The cap and gown can be traced back to the origins of the first European universities, which were founded by clergy in the 12th and 13th centuries. The gowns and hoods worn by students signified their religious status, marking their difference from the lay people of the town in which they studied.
Oh, okay.
The gowns were also thought to be necessary to keep the students warm in unheated buildings.
Oh,
back then there was no heat.
Double purpose.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The practice of wearing academic regalia in the United States dates to the colonial period and was heavily influenced by the European practices and styles. In America in the 18th century, students wore their academic caps and gowns to all their classes.
What, like all the time.
The whole getup. All the time. Yeah.
With the hat?
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. By the turn of the 19th century, this started to give way to wearing the gown only on designated days, and after the Civil War, only for occasions in which one represented his university or at graduation ceremonies.
Have you been to college campus lately?
Not lately.
Because they're not wearing the caps.
They're not wearing.
They're really
casual.
Let themselves go.
More casual.
That's a, very much more casual.
It's thought that the practice of throwing your mortarboard in the air at the end of the ceremony started in 1912 at the U.S. Naval Academy's graduation. For the first time that year, the Navy gave the newly commissioned graduates their officers' hats at graduation, so they no longer needed the midshipmen's caps they'd been wearing for the past 4 years. To show how excited they were about that, they tossed their old caps up in the air.
Yeah.
And then other students, again, it went viral.
Sure.
Other students heard about it and followed suit.
It's a great idea. Now, my graduation, they told us not to do that because it has four pointy corners and somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. And did you do it anyways?
Of course we did.
Yeah, I think the same thing happened for me at ours,
Yeah. Do people really get hurt by that? Has anybody ever got hurt by a mortar board?
I mean,
getting them in the eye? You just don't look up.
You just
throw it up and hope for the best.
That's right.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Pomp and Circumstance.
Yeah, well, we're not
going to
play Pomp and Circumstance, but we are going to play another great graduation song, I think. We're going to play Forever Young by Alphaville.
Alphaville it is. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends, 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Alphaville, Forever Young. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Pomp and Circumstance.
Yes.
And why we play that at graduations.
Yes.
And that is another great graduation song.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready, go.
All right, the Pomp and Circumstance we play at graduations is just one part of six Pomp and Circumstance marches.
The title Pomp and Circumstance comes from a line in Othello,
and it was first used at Yale's graduation ceremony in 1905 when the song's composer received an honorary degree.
There it is. I think, is this the second time you've referenced something out of Shakespeare in the last couple of weeks in your Wiki Corner?
I feel like you about Shakespeare.
Oh, is that what it was? It was Shakespeare?
I did. Himself. It was his birthday.
Really? That's what it was?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something, I thought it was something more subtle. It wasn't just the whole Shakespeare.
Know.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I pay attention. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
It's a scramble. It's a scramble up here, Sarah. It's all just a mess.
Okay.
Folks want to learn more about Pomp and Circumstance. I think, tell me more. Where people want to learn more about Pomp and Circumstance. Where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Okay, smart Alec. I'm standing by it. I'm going to go back through all the Wiki Corner files for the last
Well, it's right there.
Weeks.
You can go to the website and you'll see them all.
I will.
Right
I know. There. You just told me all about that. Sarah, come back tomorrow at 4:10, will you please?
I will.
Fresh episode.
Okay.
And work some Shakespeare into it. It's classic.
We'll see
like
what
it.
I can do.
Rolling Stones on the way, Starbuck, and much more straight ahead on Legends 1027.
Luxurious Karastan flooring is the footing you need to live beautifully. And now with the National Karastan Month Savings with Style event at